Path Forward. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The governor of Tennessee addresses the deadly shooting at a Christian school in Nashville.
Governor Bill Lee is calling on Tennessee residents to pray after Monday's school shooting, as the six deaths have reopened heated arguments about gun control in the state. Lee posted on Twitter a video saying,
"There'll come a time to discuss and debate policy, but this is not a time for hate or rage."
Police say the shooter, Audrey Hale, was under a doctor's care for an undisclosed emotional disorder, but was able to legally buy seven firearms from five stores in the Nashville area. Hale was killed by police inside the school. The governor praised those officers for rushing headfirst into danger to protect innocent lives.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. Speaking earlier today in North Carolina, President Biden again called on Congress to pass a ban on assault weapons.
"I never thought when I started my public life that guns would be the number one killer of children in America. Guns, number one. It's sick. And overwhelmingly a majority of gun owners agree we have to do something. Not just everybody, the gun owners agree."
The president was a senator when the 1994 gun law was passed. It expired in 2004. The Senate Banking Committee looking into the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank as lawmakers disagree on a cause.
Depositors withdrew $42 billion from SVB in just a few hours. Republicans contend high inflation brought on by the Biden administration added to the bank failures, but there were other problems too. There's a big debate about raising the amount covered by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, but lawmakers are leery about protecting everybody.
Fox's Chad Pergram. The Fed is expected to release its report on bank collapses by May 1st. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu backs off his proposed judicial reforms amid massive protests.
Overnight, police fired water cannons at demonstrators in the city of Tel Aviv. Hours before, Prime Minister Netanyahu addressed the nation, trying to calm chaos that's erupted across the Jewish state. The Israeli leader says votes on judicial reforms that would give his party the effective ability to pick judges and overrule the Supreme Court will now take place in May after conversations with the opposition. Protesters remained in the streets after Netanyahu's statement, determined to demonstrate until the reforms are canceled altogether. In Jerusalem, Trey Yankst, Fox News.
Just weeks ahead of an expected visit from President Biden, the terror threat level in Northern Ireland has been raised.
The UK intelligence service MI5 has set the threat level to severe, the second highest on a 5-point scale. That means an attack in Northern Ireland is considered highly likely following a rise in dissident Irish Republican activity. Just last month, a senior police officer was shot as he coached a children's soccer team, the British government advising people to be vigilant. President Joe Biden is expected to visit Northern Ireland soon to mark the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement, which largely ended decades of violent conflict.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The death penalty could be abolished in Ohio as state senators from both sides of the aisle call for an end to the practice, citing the financial burden to taxpayers of keeping inmates on death row, the lack of lethal injection drugs, the dangers of executing an innocent person, and questions over a state's right to end a life. The Ohio prosecutor Prosecuting Attorneys Association opposes the legislation, calling it dangerous and saying it would cut Ohio's worst criminals a break. The state's last execution was in 2018 after Governor Mike DeWine told lawmakers to find an alternative to lethal injection. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.